We're here with new Vikings corner, Derek Cox. Derek, how's OTAs going? And how's your, I guess, your indoctrination into Vikings football?
Good vibes initially, and I'm enjoying it. Team is great. Our energy's good. Youthful team. And the mindset right now is just getting better every day, OTAs.
Now, you had a chance to play with John Pagano in San Diego. He ran a 3-4. I'm familiar a little bit with John. I was drafted by San Diego, so I kind of know a little bit of the area. But he runs a 3-4. Zimmer kind of runs a hybrid 4-3, 3-4. Is there a big difference in the two?
I would say there are some differences, and then there's some carryover. But for the most part, for me on the outside at cornerback, our job is simple, you know. Cover the wide receivers, play tight coverage on them. So in that regard, I would say it's so much so similar.
Is it difficult for you? Last year, you had 1 year in San Diego, had to learn new verbiage, new coaching staff, new terminology, new players. Yeah. 1 year there, you come here, now you have to do the same thing. Yeah. Did that help you last year going through that, to come in here and just kind of know, okay, this is what I've got to do. This is how I've got to hit the books.
Yeah, I would say that each experience is a learning experience. And you as a player, former player, you know how it is. Every year you're taking in new knowledge. And each situation that you're in is just an opportunity for you to make yourself better. So I focus on the opportunity. And within every opportunity, there's an opportunity for me to make myself better as a player. So that's my main focus, you know.
You know, every defense has an identity. Where do you think this defense is right now? Very raw still. A lot of things that have to be put in. But right now, initially, what kind of identity do you think the Vikings fans are going to see out of this defense?
Well, I would say that, you know, Coach Zimmer, he would be able to probably paint the picture the best. But my impression off of him and the way that he carries himself and directs the team, it's a mindset of being relentless and violent and, you know, playing tough, smart football. You know, that's actually in our defensive meeting room. You know, he wants tough, smart competitors on this team. So that's how we're going to go out.
Have you thought at all about training camp? You just kind of going day to day. Have you thought about going down to Mankato yet? That whole Viking experience down there at training camp?
One step at a time. OTAs, get this down pat, get better through this process. Transition into summer training, get better at that process, then transition right into training camp. So one step at a time.
Are you a guy that kind of gets away in those that 4 to 5 weeks before training camp, go take a little vacation, kick your feet up on the beach? Do you do that sort of thing, or do you hit the weights, continue the conditioning, and hit the books?
You know, I always have been straight training. I've seen guys do it both ways, and I don't think that either way is wrong. Whatever you want to do, as long as you're getting your work in, I would say. So that's my mentality. Just get it in, be prepared.
Well, keep going day to day, man. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.